This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Gimbel. On this day, March 31st, 2010, Cher's first child, Chaz Bono, asks a judge to formally change his name and gender. The 41-year-old, who was born Chastity Sun Bono, wants to be known as Chaz Salvatore. According to a petition filed in Los Angeles, Salvatore was his father Sonny Bono's real first name. On this day in 1995, Jimmy Page escapes injury when a fan rushes the stage at a Page and Plant concert at the Palace of Auburn Hills, Michigan. The fan is stopped by two security guards, who he stabs instead. After he is arrested, he tells police that he wanted to kill Jimmy Page because of the satanic music he was playing. On this day in 1986, O'Kelly Isley of the Isley Brothers dies of a cerebral hemorrhage at the age of 48. As a trio, the Isleys started as a gospel group in the early 1950s, switching to R&B in the latter half of the decade. Their first big hit was You Know You Make Me Want to Shout in 1959, followed in 1962 by the original version of Twist and Shout, later covered by the Beatles. The Isley Brothers' biggest hit came in 1969 with a million-selling single, It's Your Thing, Do What You Want to Do. On this day in 1977, Elvis Presley's concert in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is postponed during intermission when he is too ill to go on stage. The next day, he is admitted to a Memphis hospital for a six-day stay, suffering from fatigue and intestinal flu. 6 months later, the king would be dead. On this day in 1967, Jimi Hendrix suffers minor burns after he sets fire to his guitar for the first time at the Astoria Theater in London. Looking for a way to increase exposure for Jimi Hendrix and the experience, it was journalist Keith Altham who first suggested Jimi set his guitar on fire. In the wake of the stunt, members of London's press labeled Hendrix the Black Elvis and the Wild Man of Borneo. After the show, Tony Garland, Hendrix's press agent, scooped up the remains of the Stratocaster, took them home, and placed them in the garage of his parents' home. Years later, Garland's nephew found the remains of the guitar, did a little research, and the burnt axe is auctioned off in 2007 for $575,000. And on this day, March 31st, 1958, one of rock and roll's greatest classics enters the Billboard chart. But it would take a word change to make it happen. Who's the singer? What's the song? And what is the word change? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, March 31st, 1958, a true rock and roll classic enters the Billboard chart on its way to immortality. That song is Johnny B. Goode by Chuck Berry. The song's original lyrics referred to Johnny as a colored boy, but Chuck Berry later acknowledged that he changed it to Country Boy to ensure radio airplay. Berry got the name Johnny from Johnny Johnson, a piano player who collaborated with Berry on many songs including Maybelline, Roll Over Beethoven, and Sweet Little 16. He took the name Good from the street in St. Louis where he grew up. The song is ranked 7th on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Here's the legendary Chuck Berry and the legendary Johnny B. Goode.